Here we go. Some more ideas on how the continuation from this morning.
It keeps on jumping in and out, the mute, you know. Anyway, hello everybody.
Hello, welcome. Welcome to, I don't know, welcome to what? Welcome.
Stealing the Afikoman.
All right, let's talk about some halach, some yanyagod. Number one. On a regular Friday night, maybe we'll have a discussion. What do you think about this? On a regular Friday night, there's a halacha that when you make the bracha on the yayin, you cover the challah. Why? Why do you cover the challah when you make a bracha?
You don't
want to embarrass. What's the embarrass? What's the busha? What's the busha? The busha is
you're
making a bracha on the yayin, right? Exactly. You're making this. When you have bread and yayin, you're supposed to make a bracha on bread. You're not supposed to make a bracha on yayin. Now, let's fast forward to Lel Seder. Same thing. You have matzah and you have yayin. Now, this halacha Yishnon is not only true. It's not only true when you make a bracha. Here's the problem. Now, the halacha is you're supposed to. The matzah and the yayin are mutually exclusive. Meaning, when you make a bracha on the yayin, Shalom Lechem Mr. Rapport. When we make a bracha on the yayin, Mr. Rapport, we're talking about the halacha that you're supposed to ordinarily on Friday night cover the matzah, cover the bread. When you make a bracha on the, when you make kiddush, you cover the challah, a challah cover. It's a multi-million-dollar industry. Why? Shlotei pas roya es boish the pas, that's its embarrassment. So we're asking a question, what about the night of Pesach? On the night of Pesach, it's very interesting that we cover the matzah multiple times. Why? When, let's go to the whole Seder. When we make Kiddush, with the first cup of the Dalu Kaisais, we cover the matzah. And when we recite Kiddush, this year you're going to say the Shamru, and also you're going to say Baruch Atah Hashem, Kerech Masher, Bochar, Bonu Mikolam, Raimonu Mikolashon, when it's make the Kiddush, you cover the matzah. Why? The same reason. Because you're making a Bori Priyagofim, and when you have in front of you bread and yayin, really you should make a bracha on the bread. So you're embarrassing the bread by not making the bracha on the bread, by making the bracha on the yayin. So therefore it's a busha. It's a busha, you cover the bread. Okay, very good. Let's go to the Haggadah. There's a halacha that when you come to the Hisha Amda, you pick up the Koshal Yayin, you're supposed to cover the matzahs. Same, they're mutually exclusive. When you pick up the Yayin, don't let the matzah be exposed. Now, I'm asking you a question. Why? You're not making a bracha.
Because Yayin is Ashiras and matzahs are Neil.
Lechem oini, matzah is the lechem she'ain lov dvarim harbe. The lechem is the bread which was she'ain lov dvarim harbe.
You can say a lot of things about it, but the end of the story is it's not a piece of bread, it's a piece of matzah.
Ooh.
A matzah is a food for the poor people.
Lechem.
Slaves.
A prusa. Okay, I hear. Let's just go through. There's another example. When you come later to the part of the Haggadah of Lefichach Anachnu Chayavim Lehoidus Lahalal Leshimcha Leshabeach, when you come to the part of the Haggadah, when you say Hallel again, you pick up the Koshal Yayin Lefichach, and you're supposed to cover the matzahs. So basically, if you study the Haggadah, it's very interesting. Matzah and the da and the yayin are mutually exclusive. When you're focusing on one, the other one has to be concealed, which is very disturbing because both of them, you know, when it comes to matz and moror, zeichel lemikdash kehil kach hayahil oisem bezman shabeis hamesh yekayim yekorech matzah marvechel biyachat. You bring them together. Moror, this Pesach, Matzah, Moror, these are the symbols of Golus. We have the Dalit Koisais. V'yotzeisi v'yitzalti v'igualti v'lekachli. V'yotzeisi Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. That's the first Kois. And what is Matzah? Matzah is kibuchi pozoin. Yotzoso me'eretz Mitzrayim. So what's the problem? What's so terrible? And you can't tell me the pshat is because of being a bracha. Now, first of all, when you say lefichach chayavim lehoidus halal l'shabeach, you're just picking up the kais when you're going to say halal. So what's so terrible to keep the matzah uncovered? I'm not making a bracha yet. When I'll get to make the bracha, then I'll cover the matzah. Why do you have to cover the matzah? It's a long way to go. When you begin lefichach, you have two paragraphs of halal, and you have a nusach of lefichach. You're not yet up to the bracha. And certainly, when you say v'hisha amda, you're not making a bracha. What's the problem?
Lefichach is also a halal.
Fine. So when you say lefichach, there are many of the custom that when you begin lefichach, you pick up the koyshal yai and you keep it held up until you finish halal. Not everyone agrees that's correct. Some hold that you should not. You only pick up the kais when you say lefichach and you put it down. And adraba, you uncover the matzos when you say halal, because you're supposed to say halal. Dvarim matzos blechem oini oin nolav dvarim harbe. You recite halal al hamatzah. So the question over here is, and now let's go back to the first cup of wine. What's the ordinary reason why you make a bracha? You on Friday night, on a regular Friday night, you cover the mat, you cover the bread, you cover the challah. You don't want to embarrass the challah. What's the busha? Why is it embarrassed? Because I come first. Why do you come first? When you have on the table bread and yayin, birchas hanenin, then you make a bracha on bread. And here, look what you are doing. You're making a bracha on the yayin first. Wait a minute. The night of Pesach, it's not so simple to say that. Because the kois of Kiddush is not just Kiddush, which you say on yayin. There's a nayadin in the yayin. The yayin is the first of the dalid koisos, the oitzesi. The whole Yitzias Mishraim is built on the seder of Yotzeis Vitzalti Degalti Lekach. Now, I know what I'm saying now is not a good answer. It's not such a good answer, but I want to say the question just to bring out the point. Maybe you'll tell me you'll say that it is a good valid argument. Is on a regular Friday night, the only reason why you're covering the challah is because you don't want to embarrass the challah. What's the embarrassment? Brachos, Hilchos Brachos. Lil Seder. Besides the Hilchos Brachos, there is, and by the way, you're not anyway eating the matzah. You're not eating the matzah now. Okay, let's add a couple of things to the equation. Friday night, there are two things you're going to do in rapid succession. You're going to make Kiddush, and you're going to eat bread. And you know, by the Sfardim, it's much better, because they wash. They wash before they make Hamotzi. So it's done in rapid succession. You make Bar Priya Gofen, and then you give out, you drink the yayin, and then you say Hamotzi Lachem and Aris. You don't even have to get up and walk out to go. You don't have to walk out to go get the bread.
What they're saying, the Magid portion and the Broch of Karpus and all that. No, there's an Hafzik.
So that's exactly with the Tilas Yudayim. No, I don't know. I'm talking about a regular Friday night. Let's discuss a regular Shabbos in the winter. A Shabbos in the winter by the Sfardim. What do? They wash first. And then they
Yekis
also. There are many people, they wash first. And then they make Kiddush. And right after they make Kiddush, then they say Hamotzi Lechem and Aretz. So there, in that situation, it's taka and busha. It's a real busha. What's the busha? Because you're going to be making two brachos in rapid succession, and you're saying them in the wrong order. So it's taka busha. Ashkenazim, it's not such a busha. What would be so terrible to have the bread uncovered? And you make a bracha, and you make bar priya gofen. You know, I'm not eating you now. I'm not yet up to the bread. I have to first go into the kitchen and wash. It's going to take a couple of minutes. We're going to sit around and wait for everyone to wash. It's only a busha when everyone is sitting together, and who are we going to call? We go to shul, and now it comes to give shishi, and there's a very chosh of a person who's a guest in shul. And everyone is expecting he's going to get shishi. And you embarrass him. You give shishi to someone else. But when the person is not davening with you, he just comes, whatever, he's coming, whatever, he's not part of the minyan, he's just passing by, I'm not giving you a good example, it's not a busha. You're not in front of us. If you do like the Sfardim and the Yekas, where you wash, and then you make two brachas in rapid succession, I get it. There's a busha. But Ashkenazim, it's not really such a big deal, because you're going to make Kiddush, And then you're gonna eat the bread. So when you're making kiddush, you're not really focusing yet on the bread. Okay, doesn't matter, because the halacha is Ashkenazim cover the challah. They do cover the challah. But a reason why I made that point is because what about Lil Seder? The Lil Seder, when you make kiddush, you're not going to be eating the matzah for a very long time. You make kiddush, and then halach ma'anya. The man is shtana, it's the grand performance. All the grandchildren get up on the chair on the table. Oh, how cute, how nice. Azoy. This goes on forever and ever. And don't forget about the karpas. I left out the karpas and the salt water. Azoy. And then you have the maggid. Everyone picks out their notebooks, tells you all the chidushim. And all the adults also, all the adults are like children. What did you learn in the morning, Kola? Where's your notebook? Mayor, you have a notebook with pictures and frogs? They want to know what you did in the morning. Kola, what did you do there? Where's your picture book? I'm not going to look good. What kind of mora do you have, Ray? You don't have any pictures. In any event, it's not a hefsek.
Don't you have a Zoom recording?
When you're making kiddush, you're not yet up to the bread. There's no busha. Number two, who says it's a busha because I should have made the bracha on you? Excuse me, the cup of yayin that you make on kiddush at the seder is not just stam yayin. Yimekadish al hayayin. It's the dalet koisos. It's very, very choshev. Maybe the dalet koyser should come before the matzah. Okay, there's a whole seder hadvarim over here. You're not just start making kiddush. You know, you can make kiddush on a pass. When it comes to making kiddush, me'ikar hadin, you can be mekadesh ala pass. But you can't have dalet koyser on bread. The dalet koyser is only on yayin. Bish on a Friday night, I can be mekadesh ala pass. So what are you doing being mekadesh al hayayin? What an insult. What a mechutzef. You're insulting the bread. So cover the bread, shto yeroy as bushtoy, because really it deserves the bracha. But you can't make dalet koisos on bread. There's no such thing. I don't have yayin. You know, we'll have four pieces of matzah. There's no such thing. You have to make it on the yayin because it's one of the tzeis v'yitzal v'yodav l'kachti. I'm anyway not going to be eating the matzah for a very long time. There's no busha. Yet the halacha is the same. Cover the matzah. Cover the matzah. Haloi davar? What's the pshat? What's taka the pshat? I don't have a good answer. I told you, I want to hear what you have, Mr. Rapper. What do you have to say? I'll tell you what I have to say in a minute. What do you have to say?
I don't have anything at the moment, but I can look it up.
You hear the question?
I'm sure you've looked it up too, Rabbi. So...
You hear the question? Rabbi Lazer, what do you say? Rabbi Lazer, what do you say? Why do you have to cover the matzah?
Because the arts for Gadol, says.
Because the arts for Gadol.
The aloha, Moshe, is like Zinat Shoy, that we are the Chabad. The matzahs are always kept covered because it's a very esoteric thing.
Oh, esoteric. Oh, Yeri Kabbalah. All right, we're now going to have the covered.
Why is matzahs? Why does everyone have a matzah tash? Why do you keep it?
I don't have a matzah tash. You have a matzah tash? I'm not Hasidish.
I mean, now they have the plexiglass where you see the matzah, which I don't think is very nice, but that's a different point. But why do people have all these fancy things to hide the matzah?
Why? Because of the minute, because of chametz. Because of chametz.
They don't want everybody to see it.
Our Mayevsky is here. We have to ask him the question. Mayevsky, you here? We pose the question to the audience. But first, we want to hear from Mrs. Glyer, and then from Mr. Glyer. We first want to hear a pshat from Mrs. Glyer. Why do we cover the matzah? Why is matzah and yayin mutually exclusive? L'cho'oira, the reasons for covering the matzah that apply the entire year do not apply on Pesach. Number one,
the only reason that the children should ask.
Oh, kiddush yishalom atinoikos. Excellent. That's talking the best answer. You see, She put us all to shame. Mr. Glatter, Mr. Glatter, what do you say? What, tell us a chiddush. Why do we cover the matzah?
What his wife says. What kind of question?
Harav, kamash amar ravava.
Most of the time she's correct, but there's many times a minority point of view which is incorrect, but this time she's correct.
Okay.
And now we'll hear from the Rav. What does the Rav say, Arbayevsky? Why do we cover the matzah?
My initial reaction is the matzah is the simen lechem oni. Is ki bechipazon, and the wine is derecheres. So one is exclusive.
Mayor said that. Ein anios b'mkoy mashirus. Ein anios b'mkoy mashirus. He's saying the matzah represents cheres. I mean, matzah represents only, and the yain is ashirus. Is cheres. Ein anios. Interesting. Very. I like that. Interesting. Okay, and I'll tell you what. I was just going through my head. Okay, it's total nonsense, of course, but just anyway.
That just occurred to me as you asked the question. I mean, I haven't read this anyplace.
Ain't Anius, our question before you came, we tried to dwell upon this, is that the only reason why you make
this. Probably a barbadel.
No.
Before you came, we dwelled upon that. The only reason why you cover the challah on a regular Friday night is because you shouldn't put it to shame because of the bracha. You should make the, because you really make a radin, you can make kiddush and pass. You can make Kiddush on Pass. And Pass right. Always comes before Yayin. But Lil Seder, you cannot make the Dalit Koisos on Pass. You have to make. It's not a Busha. It's not a Busha for the bread. Because you cannot make, do the Dalit, the first of the Dalit Koisos is the Kiddush. And you can't do that on Pass. So you're not going out of order. You're not putting it to shame. And number two, he said, you're anyway not eating the bread. You're not going to be eating the bread for a very long time. And you're not eating until you have so many things to do first. You have to do Orchaz, you have to do Orchaz and Karpas, Halach Ma'anya, and then the Manishtana and the Haggadah and the Halal. You're not, anyway, so it's not an insult. If you're doing something in one shot, then it's an insult. You're not doing it a very long time. So we have a whole bunch of answers. We have over here, Ms. Glad gave the best answer, Kadesh Yishalot Atinagas. And then we have the answer of Rav Leizer, Azor Shtein the Haggadah. And we have Ramayevsky and Meir, both of these. Ramayev says the esoteric shot is Alpi Kabbalah. And Ramayevsky says, Ein Anilus Mimkoy Mashirus. And Mr. Rappaport is searching through all the Haggadahs now. He's doing a search to find the Emes Mahalich. Okay, so let me just tell you a Boich Svara. A Boich Svara, and that is, they're contradictory with regard to Zaman. Yayin Yoshon. Shadad Zikhanim. There's a basic Yisrael. What's the matzah and yayin? Yayin, the older it gets, the better it gets. Matzah, no, there's no Zman. It's the absence of Zman. I saw something today which really struck me. It's very interesting. Every year the Seder is better than last year. No matter what. And the Sedarim that we're going to have this year are infinitely greater than the Siddurim of our grandparents. Can you say such a thing? Our parents, our great-grandparents. And it's even greater than going back to the time of the Rishonim, the Achronim, the Rishonim, the Tanoim. How could you say that? How could you say that our Seder is better? It's very simple. Because the whole Seder, there's a motif that goes to the whole Seder. Bechol dor vodor. That's not just one little phrase you say in the Haggadah. That, the whole Haggadah is Jewish history. It's the story of Klal Yisrael. Being that this year is Tavshin Pei Beis, and it's not Tavshin Pei Aleph, there's another year of history. Another year has gone by in Jewish history. And that additional year is one more piece of the puzzle. It enhances the dynamics of Jewish history. Jewish history is one big jigsaw puzzle with thousands of pieces. And our predecessors, they didn't have all the pieces. So they were groping in the darkness. Their ability to say Hallel, Shevach v'Hoidah, was limited because they were missing some of the pieces of the jigsaw puzzle. It's now been a year later. You know how many things happened this past year, which unfortunately we don't have the chokhma, at least not me, I don't know about you, we don't have the chokhma, you know, to put all the pieces together. But if we were able to be true students of Jewish history and see how this past year and all of its events have combined, have enhanced our story, the sum is greater than the parts. The whole, the sum of the whole is greater than the parts. It creates an entirely new dynamic of the whole Dor V'Dor, to see the whole sequence of events, the Hashgacha Pratis. Therefore, that's Yayin. Yayin calls man shemaskinin da zikenim noichahemenu. The older the wine, the more flavor, the more potent, the more precious the wine is. Zman. Matzah. Matzah is about the future. Matzah is about now. Matzah is kibichipazon. It is a different message. There is no Zman. Forget about what was. Forget about the future. Let's focus on now. Our mission right now. Matzah and Yayin are mutually exclusive. You cannot have koirich with matzah and moror. You don't have koirich with matzah and Yayin. You don't have koirich with moror and matzah, but you cannot have a koirich with matzah and Yayin. And therefore, it's very interesting that consistently throughout the Seder, you look in the Haggadah, when you come to Lefichach, cover the matzahs. Cover the matzahs. If you're going to pick up that cup of wine, you better make sure those matzahs are covered. When you put down the wine, uncover the matzahs. When you say V'yisha Amda, cover the matzahs. And then pick up the wine. When you finish V'yisha Amda, you put down the wine and then you uncover. When you give focus, when you're making Kiddush, Lel Seder, you know why the matzah is covered? Not because the matzah is embarrassed. It's not embarrassed. What embarrassment? I'm not stealing anyone's bracha over here. This is the Dalai Kaisis. I'm anyway not eating the matzah for who knows how long. There's no embarrassment in this case. Yeah. But don't even have it on the table. Don't give it center and any attention, because we're now focusing on Zman. We're focusing now on the Koyach of Yayin. Yayin is B'chol Dor V'Dor. Four cups of wine. Why not four cups of orange juice? Because four cups of orange juice, you don't get more intoxicated. Four cups of wine, each cup of wine, it upgrades your state of mind. There's a cumulative effect of four cups of wine. It's b'chol dor v'dor. Every year is greater than the previous year because this is b'chol dor v'dor. Therefore, they are mutually exclusive. They cannot see one another. That's the pshat that I like. I was playing around with another pshat, which it's not really, I don't think it's such a good pshat, is that, you know, part of the lesson of the Haggadah is don't do something different than you do the whole year. The whole year you cover the matzah. Pesach is not a time of innovation. It's not a time Lil said, oh, tonight we're going to do things that are different. Now, there are enough things that we do different. Ma nishtana halayla hazeh mikol halayla. Shebchol halayla hanochlim chametzu matzah halayla hazeh kulu matzah. That's right. There's something different. Children are going to ask. Why is the moror? Ask. Why is there haseba? Ask. Why are we dipping twice? Ask. But that's it. That's it. What Chazal told us to do different, we do different. What Chazal did not tell us to do different, even though tonight it doesn't really make sense, it doesn't really matter, that itself is a limud of Musar. Don't be quick in Judaism to jump ship. Oh, I know better, I understand. No, you know what? Tonight, God's a lumbus, I don't need to cover the matzahs. So I'm in Machadesh, and now you didn't, you don't need to cover the matzahs. Excuse me. Every Friday night, every Yom Tovia, you cover the matzahs. Cover the matzahs. Oh, the reason doesn't apply? No, so it doesn't apply. This is how we do things. This is the way we do things. Especially the night of Pesach, where the whole mahus of Pesach is to transmit the Mesoira, don't look for trouble. Don't look to shake things up. Okay, so I think between all of us, we've given over here, how many reasons? 6, 7 reasons. a topic of discussion. Mr. Rappaport, I'm still waiting for your answer. You have not given a novel answer.
Kasha is Rebbe, you do change certain things about a person. For example, we say in Avoda every night, we say Krishna. We say it. We don't misaper. We don't talk about it. Pesach, we change. We say, no, this night is special.
Well, that's the Haggadah. That's part of the Haggadah. I mean, there are four things that we do different.
We change that. We changed it.
I'm not denying that we do four things. There are four things. Obviously, we do things that are different. But the things that we do different are what the Haggadah is all about. When it comes to other matters, other ordinary things that we do, you can go and you can nitpick and you can find lamdasha reasons why there's no need to do this tonight. The reasons why we ordinarily do it, you know, tonight it doesn't really apply. I can prove to you that there's no need to cover the matzahs tonight for all different reasons. That itself is mussar. You're right. You got me. You got me. But you know what? Mussar. This is what we do ordinarily, even though, you know, when you have an attitude of always trying to undo and show up, that's horrible. And that is a lesson that the night of the Seder, you don't try to uproot Judaism. The reason doesn't apply, so it doesn't apply. It doesn't apply. This is what we always do. This is what we do. That's part of the Messiah. Part of the Messiah is you continue to do what you've always done, even though it doesn't perfectly make sense. Obviously, there's a limit. You know, you don't go jump off the building because you know there's a limit to how far you go. Obviously, but this is the tzura of a su'uda. All right, let's go to another idea. Ms. Rapper, I was looking yesterday, last night, you gave me a beautiful agoda, Rabbi Yonason, Sachs. Rabbi Yonason Sachs, a very, very chashuv Rabbi Pesach. I once met him. I once went to, I think he's a Rosh Hashanah Landers, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Is he Rosh Hashanah? And he's also the
Rav in Shul, very, very big Shul, not good, a very chashuv Shul. I once went to an event in Landers College a while ago, and he was there. I said hello to him, and he has a lot of svar. And he gave me his agog, and I was looking at Koirech. So this morning we spoke about Koirech, because there's one other prod I want to point out. He doesn't say this, but he inspired me to understand this from what he wrote about Koirech. Koirech, what do we do with Koirech? We make a sandwich of matzah and more. Do you eat? Now let's take a step back. When you eat matzah, do you eat behaseba? Absolutely. No questions asked. If you don't eat behaseba, you're in a lot of trouble. There's a whole shayla of even yoytze. If you don't eat behaseba, b'di'evit yoytze. B'di'evit. B'chatchili not. B'chatchili yashir another kazayis behaseba. Small kazayis behaseba. When you eat more, do you eat more behaseba? Absolutely not. No way. It's ridiculous. I wonder if even Yoytzef even more behaseb. Moror is bitter. There's no such thing as eating Moror as a ben choyrin. The whole mahos of Moror is you're a slave, and it's bitter. To go eat Moror reclining, eating Moror, you gotta be out of your mind. It totally goes against what the whole purpose of Moror is. So there's absolutely no requirement to eat, not requirement, you're not even allowed to. You're not allowed to eat the maror in a state of hesseb. You have to sit up and eat the maror, taste the bitterness of all the tzars. To go eat a behaseb, you enjoy the maror. It doesn't make any sense, Looney Tunes, to do something like that. Now here's the dilemma. Koirech, what do you do by Koirech? You mix matzah and mor v'ochlen biyachat. Question. Do you do heseba? When you eat Koirech, do you do heseba? So the halach is no, the halach is yes, you do. You do heseba. That's the halach. When you eat the Koirech, you do heseba. Why do I do heseba? Because the matzah.
Matzah.
Question is why? Why don't we say that the moror that's in the koirech should prevent you from doing a seva. Just like it's a davar poshut ad ma'ot. It's simple as can possibly be that you don't do a seva, you need more, or an adrabah, it makes no sense, and you're defeating the whole purpose of doing a seva, you need more. So why don't we say that when you have matzah and more together, you should not do a seva, go to the lowest common denominator. Isn't that the way life, what life is all about? Whenever you go to...
Yeah, the motzi is, you know, after bread, everything is tough. In other words, you wash, you eat bread, you don't make a...
Yeah, but that's all Shiloh. Mitzvah is...
Just speculate.
Mitzvah is a namavatl is zozo. That's the whole time. That's why there's no bittel, because each one is chosh, the namavatl. So since in that one, in that chewing, there's matzah and morar, why don't we say that the morar precludes you from doing a seva on the sandwich? For example, when you go to someone's house, doesn't it always happen that the conversation goes down to the lowest common denominator? That's only when you're in a group of people all together, that's what happens. Not everyone is an elevated person, and some people they're interested in things that are not very proper. And that's what always happens. In a group, you always end up being taken down to the lowest common denominator. Mm-hmm. So the lowest common denominator is, so don't do a seva. Sit up straight and eat your matzah and more together. And then that's not the halacha. The halacha is you mechuyev to do a seva. This itself is a very powerful limud of musa. But in life, there's nothing in life that is pure. Everything that we experience in life is always a bittersweet. That's goals. Person goes to a simcha. No? So there are people that didn't make it to the simcha. There are members of the family, unfortunately, that, let's say, people passed away, people are not well, and maybe, you know, sometimes you go to a simcha, and like there's a younger sibling. A younger sibling is getting married, and their older siblings didn't get married yet. Oh, it's not fair, it's not in order. There's nothing in this world, b'li yotzim min haklal, that's perfect. And unfortunately, many times when something good happens, it's very easy to lose sight of the good, because unfortunately, the reality of life is there's so many things that are surrounding a person that are very unpleasant. The limud hamusar of korech is, when you have matzah, rejoice. At this moment, it's not proper to let the bitterness in the matzah pull you down. It's true. There's a time for morrow. No one's denying that issues and problems have to be dealt with. And no one's denying this something called matzah. But we don't live in a perfect world. And Chazal are telling the incredible musar, when you take the matzah and the morrow, there's a conflict. How could you go sit behind, how could you go and do his seba when you're having the matzah? There's moror, it's bitter, there's bitterness here. You're mocking the tzaris. Someone has tzaris, this tzaris, within Vayimoris Chayim, all those victims who died and were tortured and suffered. You're mocking them. I'm taking matzu moror and I'm doing his seba. So the matzah, gewaldic, the matzah, wow, the chayus, and the mor represents the dead. It represents vayimoru es chayeyim bavoy de kosh, our ancestors who perished and died and suffered and took their children and put them into the bricks. You're mocking them. You're mamish mocking them when you're eating the morah behaseba. It's a very good argument. You should have respect. You know, we live in America, You have to have respect for everyone. And I mean everyone. I couldn't believe today. Today, a Meshugna shot up. How many people? 13 people? And the first thing I heard, suspect is still at large. He's a black male. I said to myself, Gewalt! How could you say that? How could you insult the black males in this country? We're all woke. How could you say that a person, a black male, did a crime? How could you say that? They should say a person, a non-gender specific person. That's how crazy we are, right? You have to give. That's how crazy we are in this country. But think about it, going back, okay, a little tinge over there, a little mishagaste, a little mishagaste, but not even mishagaste, people suffer terribly today. It's no joke. But going back to how could you do this? So this is the musa, incredible musa. If you have matzah and morah, you have to praise Hashem and appreciate the matzah to the fullest degree. Don't be pulled down by the morah. You're right, morah you deal with responsibly. You're going to eat a whole kezias of morah and reflect upon it. Morah zu sha'onu oichlem al shumo al shum shemerich etzchayen bevoidekash. But don't let that be the driving force in your life to destroy every bit of bracha that Hashem gives you in this world. Because the reality is everything that happens in this world is a mixed bag. And if you're going to go to the lowest common denominator, oh, there's more, we don't want to insult the victims, we don't want to insult the people who have no voice, you'll never have simcha in your life. You'll never have what to celebrate. You'll never praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the miracles, the nisim, the flois that he did for you. And therefore, there's an incredibly powerful lesson in having koreich and bedafka doing heseba to show I'm not going to let the bitterness pull me down. I have matzah here. I'm going to rejoice in the matzah with cheres. Nu, I'm having morah at the same time. I know. I'm very well aware of the bitterness. Believe me, it's not easy to forget about bitterness. And in no way do I mean to insult the feelings of all the victims. We do plenty, plenty, plenty to reflect upon the tsaras that we all have and other people have. But you have to also understand, don't let that bitterness pull you down. All right, enough said. Let's go to another quick, short vart.
This is your own vart?
Yes, yes.
Very good.
Okay, quick vart. This vart is Rudy Rebelski. You got to get this agada. It's an unbelievable agada. Rebelski stuff is out of this world. We say in the Lo Ayidem, famous question. Question is, where's Moshe Rabbeinu? How come Moshe Rabbeinu is not at the agada? We should have a seat at the Ushpizen. We should have a seat for Moshe. We discussed on Friday. We had a whole vart on Friday. Zichru Toiras Moshe Avdi Toira. Okay, wait, I'll tell you another vart. I mean, in other words, this is the Pashto vart. We said on Friday, what's the main reason why Moshe Rabbeinu was not mentioned? Because don't forget that the whole thing was the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The truth is, this is Beferish in the Haggadah. In the Haggadah, there are three people that are rejected in the Haggadah. V'avarti be'eretz mitzrayim balayla v'avarti be'eretz mitzrayim balayla hahu. And Chazal Darshan, ani, what's the whole passage? V'avarti be'eretz mitzrayim balayla hazeh. Let me find the pasuk over here.
Kasi kol b'char b'eretz mitzrayim b'char b'himad b'char hashukko asher achar refayim b'chol b'char b'himad.
So we make a drasha. We make a drasha. Vayotzeinu Hashem Mitzrayim loy de malach loy de yisoy loy de shliach el kol shvachu biachem kol avarti. How do we know shenema? Vayavarti biyaretz shav lel hazeh. Vikeis kol chaviyaretz shav meyadu vavehema uvuchol Elohei mitzrayim es shvatim ani Hashem. The pasuk ends up with two words. Ani Hashem. Why are there two words? So the Baal HaGadah says the word ani Hashem is coming to be mamayi three different items. Ani v'loy sholiach. Ani, no, I said the wrong word. Ani v'loy malach. Ani v'loy sholiach. Ani v'loy sorof. Ani v'loy malach. Ani v'loy sorof. And v'loy sholiach. One more time, we read the Haggadah. V'yotzeinu Hashem Mitzrayim. Lo al yidei malach. V'lo al yidei sorof. V'lo al yidei sholiach, ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoidu v'yatzva, shenema. What is a malach? An angel. Really? That's one shot. A malach means a messenger. Rabelski points out that in Chumash, Moshe Rabbeinu is called a malach. V'eshlach malachi lefone. It says there's a pasuk, where's the pasuk, or a messenger, will help me out. The pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu, here it is, Chazal said Malach refers to Moshe Rabbeinu was the Malach. Where do we find that? The Shlachti Lufanecha Malik. We find the Pasuk of Yer. The answer to the Shlich Moshe Rabbeinu Hashem as a representative to the Yisrael. Vayishlach Malach. Vayishlach Malach Lufanov. Okay, it doesn't say the Pasuk here on the spot. Maybe it does over here somewhere. There's a Pasuk that in Chumash that alludes to Moshe Rabbeinu. He was the Malach. Doesn't mean an angel, it means a messenger. Moshe was the Malach. When it says Sorof, the Sifrei says the Feirush, a Sorof is the Sar of the Malachim. It's a certain type of Malach. There are different, we all know that with Davning, Oifanim, the Chayus HaKodesh. What is a Sorof? A Sorof is a Malach that brings punishment. So a Sorof is a Malach. And a Shaliach, according to the Ramban says the Farish, a Shaliach means regular Malachim. So when it says in the Pasuk, Yavarti be Eretz HaGolel Hazan, Ani Hashem, Ani Viloi Moshe Rabbeinu, Ani Viloi destructive angels, Ani Viloi pleasant, happy angels. It's the Farish in the Haggadah. Everyone asks the question, how come Moshe Rabbeinu is not mentioned in the Haggadah? He is mentioned in the Haggadah. Hitaka is. He's mentioned in the Haggadah. Ani Hashem. Ani Viloi Malach. Who's the Malach? Moshe. Vishalachti Malachi Lefonecha. Moshe. There's a whole drosh there. It refers to Moshe. I'm not telling you all the source. I'm not being fair. But Moshe is the Malach. So the answer to the question, how come Moshe is not mentioned? He is mentioned. He's mentioned explicitly telling you that he's not the one who took us out of Mitzrayim. Don't fool yourself and think it's because we have a charismatic, dynamic, holy, successful, brilliant leader, that's why we went out of Mitzrayim. Moshe was a puppet. The same way Paro was a puppet, Moshe was a puppet. He just did the Ritzoyin Hashem, and he got us out of here. But Ani Viloi Malach Moshe is mentioned, and Pasuk is making it very clear and good that Moshe now take us out. One more very short vart. What when you come to the Seder, what do you have in front of you? Matzah. You have matzah in front of you. What is matzah? So I think the average person looks at matzah. You know what matzah is? Matzah is the absence of chametz. Be very careful. And the whole Seder, oh, we have over here no chametz. Shebechol halaylois onu achlim chametzu matzah halaylazeh kuloi matzah. So you look at the matzah, you get the impression from the manishtana. The whole year we have chametz and matzah. La la zekula matzah. So what is matzah? It's we're not having chametz. If you don't have chametz, a matzah. Matzah is in its own right is it's nothing. It's nothing. Matzah is not a delicious food, even though it costs $40 a pound, but Matzah means the absence of chametz. Who asked this question? That's what the child asked. The child doesn't have the sophistication to understand. And what's very fascinating is in the Haggadah, nowhere in the Haggadah is there any mention about the evil, the negativity of chametz. The entire Haggadah, in the Haggadah, there's only two mentions of matzah. Holach ma'anya, and matzah zu shonoich. And this goes back to what we said in Radolsky. When you say holach ma'anya, this poor man's bread, the focus of holach ma'anya, broken pieces. It has nothing to do with the fact that it's matzah. And when we say matzah zu shonoich ma'ashuma, what are we focusing on? We're focusing on b'chi pozon. So the father, to a certain degree, it's not in order, is telling the child, your question is totally wrong. You're looking at matzah. When the child asks the question, he looks at, what is matzah? Matzah is the contrast to chametz. There's chametz, and if there's no chametz, so it's matzah. The father says, no. The night is not about the absence of chametz. Couldn't care less about chametz. what you see in front of you is called broken pieces and haste. It's irrelevant. If we could have broken pieces and it can be done in haste and be chametz, it would be good also. That's not the issue. When then do we focus on chametz? Leil Yud Dalet. Biur chametz. Biur chametz. That's when we focus on the negativity of chametz. There are three dargos in the Lechem Oni. There is the fact that it's not chametz. Number two, it's broken pieces. And number three is that it's b'chi pozom. It was baked in haste. Erev Pesach, and the morning of Pesach, we destroy chametz. Then when we come to the Seder, we focus on the fact that we have broken pieces. And then we proceed in the Haggadah, we focus on haste. At the Seder, it's not a time of negativity. You don't focus on the negative. The mitzvah of Igata Levincha to tell them about matzahs only to focus on the positive. It's a broken piece and it was done in haste. The negativity of it being chametz, that's not what the Seder is about. And when the child asks that question, what's this about? Where's the chametz? We don't belittle the chametz. We belittle the chametz Erev Pesach. That's already done. Now we focus on the positive elements of the matzah. Okay, everybody, so thank you so much for coming. Very meaningful for me, at least, to come here, spend some quality time with you. Have a wonderful evening. All the best, everyone. See you tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
Good night. Be well.
Good night.
Hatzlach on your share tonight.
Yeah. You know, I reread the Abarbanel on